You are listening to Sign Nation Radio with your hosts Liquid Soul and Ace Ventura.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Sign Nation Radio. Ozora Festival 2019 has just ended in Hungary, and on Friday we hosted a very, very special guest.
That's right, that guest was András Arató, who is also known in the internet as Hide the Pain Herald, one of the most famous internet memes. You might recognize this nice old man with a very special smile, as did many of the surprised Ozora guests who bumped into him. Other than speaking in front of 300 people on Friday morning in Ozora, he also came on stage with me when I played, and it was great fun.
Yeah, so a dream came true.
You can definitely say that, yeah.
So let's check out the interview we made with him, where he tells us his funny life story of how he became an internet star.
I'm sitting here in Ozora Festival with Mr. Arató, András. Andras is your first name.
Yes, that's me, yes.
AKA Hide the Pain Herald. Hello there.
Yes. Hi.
How are you doing?
Thank you. Fine. It's amazing to be here. So I'm first time at this festival, and it's absolutely great.
It's so nice to have you here. You're Hungarian, for those who don't know. And to tell your story in short, you were an electrical engineer before you made a series of photos, modeling photos for stock image banks, basically.
That's right.
And this just sitting around in the house and doing all kinds of activities with a woman as well. And somehow this series of pictures became a viral meme phenomena.
Yeah. It was initiated in America, but then spread over to the whole world, except China, because there's no Facebook in China. I was wondering what they were used for and made some image searches. And after the first search, I only thought that the norm I used, when I was dressed as a professor, it appeared on a university homepage. When I was a doctor, I was in a hospital with a surgery team. And a few weeks later, when I repeated this search, then I discovered the first meme, and it turned out that somebody in America, he gathered all my photos and announced that some kind of contest among their friends. Like, look, guys, let's do some fun of it.
Okay.
And this first meme was, some of them were really funny, but some of them were those that I'm not proud of it.
Like dark.
Yeah, dark, or rude or disgusting. So it was the first round. It was a shock, of course, for me, because I think nobody is accustomed to see his face as a joke character.
Yeah.
So I at the first instance I want to close down the sites, but this is no solution, because
it's too much.
If anything is on the internet, it remains there.
Yes.
So I. My only hope was that people, by the time people will forget it. But it was 8 years ago.
8 years ago,
and
wow, that's long.
It's growing, and goes viral all the time. And after America, it went to Europe, to the other continents, every country of the world. So you can't tell any country where I have less than 1,000 followers.
For sure. No, you're big.
Even in countries I don't know even the name of them.
Yeah, yeah. So when did people start contacting you to meet you?
It happened when I decided to embrace this whole thing. And the main reason of this was when I discovered the page using my photo as the profile photo, my given name. Not Harold at first.
It was Maurice first.
It was Maurice first, yes, you're right. And this page had several hundred thousand followers.
Wow, okay.
And then I considered, if anyone else can do this, I can do it too. And And the people of the internet has built a brand around me. And I would be fool if I would not use of it.
Yes.
And if I have my own homepage, then I'm the ruler of the page. Of course. I can kick off people I don't like. So then I saw that yes, that's me. I made my real own Facebook site, and from this time on, it's just rolling. It's just rolling. Yeah, I have a small team behind me now. Because I'm unable to manage so many followers.
No one can.
And to answer not all the messages when somebody just sends a thumbs up.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to answer.
No.
But if there is a real question, I always answer it. The fans' questions or messages.
And you produced your merchandise and everything?
Not yet, but it's in progress.
It's in progress. So everyone is stopping you in the street sometimes everywhere.
Every day, everywhere. And I live in Budapest, Hungary.
Uh-huh.
But in any part of the world, I go around. People stop me on the streets. In the most remote part of Siberia, for instance, in Novosibirsk.
And you travel outside of Hungary for this?
Yeah, I got invitations, mostly to make commercials or short videos. And I've been traveled to many countries, not in the world, but in Europe.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And now you're here in a psychedelic trance festival called Ozora. We are very happy to have you here.
It's my pleasure being here. I've never been to a festival like this before, and I'm really very happy that you invited me to appear on the stage.
And also you had a lecture before.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit.
I told about my story for a few hundred people.
Uh-huh.
But there were 10,000 of people listening to us.
Yes.
I hope.
You will have a lot of people seeing you on stage now.
By the way, I was for 5 years a music DJ in a small local radio station.
Oh, really? Wow. That's amazing. What music
not,
were you
not
playing?
Not that kind.
Of course.
Not your kind of music. It was...
Like general music?
General. The music of the 20th century.
Okay.
Right from the beginning till the recent
times.
Wow,
so DJ Harold. Wow.
Not my Harold.
I know.
I use my real name, but we had to close down this radio station because we had to pay very high royalties. We couldn't afford.
I see.
It was a public station, so we had no income from ads, and. At first we didn't have to pay for the music,
mm-hmm.
but later they wanted quite large sum of money.
I see. Okay.
So it doesn't exist anymore. On the internet there are some recorded programs.
Sets of Harold, amazing. Okay, so we are so happy to have you here in Ozora Festival. Yeah. It's a big honor. And soon you're going to go on stage with me when I play. People will love to see you. It will be interesting for sure.
So thank you very much for inviting me.
It's our pleasure.
To appear on the stage.
It's our pleasure.
And it's really a great honor to appear with a world star.
Nice
like
one.
You.
Nice one. Thank you so much.
We are Psy Nation. Turn on, tune in, and drop out.